Okay, here we go again. Welcome back. Oh, boy, I just got in from California last night. Had a wonderful visit with some of our five-path instructors and teachers and even one of our practitioners, a student of Matt's, Ison. So that was really good. It's wonderful being able to go out there and see you guys and hear about the great work you're doing. And I was just very happy to be out there. And, of course, after about a week or so of being away, it's always nice to come home and be with you guys online. All right, today's topic, Volume 9, Cal Banyan Answers Hypnotherapists' Questions. Welcome to this special edition of the Banyan Online Supervision, where I answer your questions. Periodically, I'd like to dedicate one of our meetings exclusively to answering the questions that you have mailed in or questions that you ask during the online supervision time. I believe that this will enable us to most directly fulfill your needs and give me a better understanding regarding the topics that you want to find most important. So here we go. Let me just give this system a chance to breathe and make sure everything's recording right, and we'll be moving along. All right, scroll on down to question number one. How do we keep the continuity going between sessions, especially when we have to break up a particular phase into more than one session? So as you look at that before you, you'll see that what I've done is I kind of encapsulate the main question there and put it in bold italics. And then what follows is the actual question. And this one comes from our member, Espabad. Thank you for sending this in. What I'm going to do is go through this point by point. So it starts off with, Cal, first I want to say I'm finding supervision exceedingly valuable. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay, here's an issue that has been gestalting with me for a while, and something that has caused me considerable doubt and frustration in the past. It has been somewhat touched upon in the email group, but I'd like to see it formally addressed, if possible, either as a Tuesday night topic or at some point as a question. I'll be concise as possible. And he goes on to say, it's about maintaining the continuity and momentum of treatment from session to session. Five Path is a marvelous step-by-step, a multiple session process, which in and of itself has helped me greatly with this. Nonetheless, picking up the thread where I left off, an incomplete process in one session during the next session continues to be a challenge and elude me to some extent. I'm referring to those times when the process of AR or FOO or FOSS didn't get completed as fully as I know they need to be, usually because we ran out of time. Say, for example, in an AR session, you go through those various SSEs and they're pretty sure you found a valid ISE. Now, of course, everybody remembers that AR stands for age aggression, FOO stands for forgiveness of others, FOS stands for forgiveness of self, ISE is the initial sensitizing event, and SSEs are all the subsequent sensitizing events that reinforce what came about in the ISE. So let me continue. For example, in an AR session, you go through the various SSEs and are pretty sure you found a valid ISE, but are a bit iffy about it. Proceed to do it in informed child, direct suggestion, and emerge. Maybe you only pre-vivified the ISE and one SSE or whatever, but the gut and the mind say the process isn't as complete as you'd like it to be. I know that during our pre-talk and debriefing at the beginning of the session, in part to determine that the change has occurred, namely the client's symptom is no longer there. So he's saying that in the pre-talk before each session, actually that's the pre-hypnosis interview. The pre-talk is when we work on removing fears and misconceptions. The talk that we do before we begin the session even if it is in a subsequent session, is a pre-hypnosis interview. We can always fall back into doing pre-talk if for some reason some fear or misperception has raised its ugly head. Okay,